Just calling the creditor and explaining what happened and trying to get them to fix it for you.
If you call the creditor and you tell them something that puts you at risk for admitting guilt, then they're going to have that information in their notes. And it's going to be much harder to try to remove whatever the error is later, because in the notes from you verbally telling them.
So you might say something inadvertently to the creditor,
right,
which is then going to interfere with your ability to fix it later on.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you call an expert, a company that is a quality credit repair company, they're going to give you information, and then you could make a decision. If at that point you decide you want to try it on your own, at least you know the consequences. So an informed decision about what you would like to do in terms of your credit is always better. Like, many times we have people who come to us and they found out they had collections on their credit report and they rush to pay them, and then they call us, not realizing that that is ruining our ability to get the information removed from their credit report. There's still a chance we can, but it's much harder.
It's sort of like you've admitted that you owe it because now you're paying it.
Yeah, and then there's really very little leverage. They don't owe any money anymore, so the creditor isn't as apt to allow some kind of a change. So when you close an account, you're taking away the limit of that credit. So, for example, if you have 10 accounts that have $10,000 limits on each account, and you close one, you're reducing your limit, your aggregate limit. Opening an account may add more of a limit because now you're adding another credit card with a limit, but it's reducing your average age of credit, which could dramatically affect your score. The higher your credit score, the more it's going to drop. So
the credit company reduces your available credit. Does that impact your credit score?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter either way, whether you do it or they do it. When your limit reduces and now your balances are at the same point as your limit is, it's like a red flag
that
you can
nice.
Default. Yeah. And they do it with people like Jay, who carry these high balances. When the economy changed, they want to protect themselves from default. So they immediately reduce limits down to where the balance is. And every time you pay off more, they'll keep reducing. Keep the credit card, because it's good to have a well-rounded portfolio of credit. And the older your credit, the better it is for your credit score. So once you close it, it could drop off after 2 years. But you need to use it at least once a year to make sure it stays open. So it's better to keep it.
So if you have one of these cards, is it a good idea to use it and then just pay the balance off?
Yeah, make sure it's active at least once a year, because if not, like the last caller who was talking about credit, found that his cards were closing on him because they were inactive for a year.
Tracy?
No, it won't affect your credit score if you open up a bank account. If the bank account has an overdraft, that's like a credit card, that goes on your credit report, and if for some reason, you know, you and your girlfriend split up, or it could be a little bit of an issue. So try not to have overdraft on the account unless you're sure you're going to marry this girl.
But just a straight out bank account shouldn't impact your credit score.
Not going to affect your credit. You know, you can, depending on the situation and what you're looking to do in the future. So whenever you're going to open up a credit card, you have to really analyze your goals. Since opening a credit card will drop your average age of credit, which will drop your credit score because your credit now is becoming younger. So if, let's say we had a caller earlier had like a 790 FICO score, and she was thinking of opening a credit card. And right now, what's going on in the credit card atmosphere is there are much better credit card offers. You could now get, if you have excellent credit, a 21-month 0% interest rate card with no fee, no transfer fee.
But you have to have a good credit score.
You have to have an excellent credit score. So, like, somebody might say, you know, I really want to enjoy that type of credit card right now. I can buy something, a big purchase, and I could pay it off over 2 years at 0%. But if that person is planning on buying a property within the year and their credit score drops down to a 730, they may be paying more interest, or they may not even be able to get a mortgage, depending on the size of the mortgage, over 30 years. So that 0% interest rate on a $10,000 purchase you're going to save on for 21 months may cost you an additional $500 a month over the life of your mortgage, which could be almost $200,000.
So the key really is you've got to look at what are you going to be using your credit for in the next year to 2 years.
Exactly.
And if you're planning on the big home purchase, then maybe it's an attractive offer to do a 0%, but it may not be the best
decision. Always with credit, there has to be the strategy, and you have to look at your future goals before you decide to do something. Getting financing, if there's anything that comes up that you want to be active on that's going to affect your credit, don't do it. Just wait. Well, it really depends on your credit score. So you said you just opened up another credit card, correct?
Well, about a month ago. So while this refinance was going on, I had something, I don't remember exactly, it was at least 810 was my credit score.
Well,
I applied for and got the new credit card, and now there's a second one, but I'm hesitating about
okay,
that.
810 is an extremely high FICO score. Are you talking FICO score?
Yes.
Okay.
As far
so
as I know, yeah.
The higher your credit score, the more it drops when something like this happens. So if you took one out, now you're taking a second, your score could drop down to like a 740.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the second. You probably drop down to around a 760 or a 770, which is still very good. So stop, take a breath, wait till you're approved, and then go credit card happy.
Well, not-